Dave and Darren.
I thought I was on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, friends.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, smiles, everyone. Smiles. Time for another installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren.
Well, hello there.
Hello there, Marty Allen and friends. Yes, friends.
Hello there.
A big hello to you and yours. I'll just get started with my news for
okay.
the day.
Okay, what do you got for me?
Well, I went to work.
2020 is your year.
Well, I thought that was the case. I really thought 2020 was going to be the year.
The master of bad intel.
Yeah. I really had a good feeling about this year, and here we are 14 days into it.
Is that what it is?
And
boy, halfway through the month.
I can't say I enjoy this.
Why?
So I go to work today, my day job, there at iHeartRadio, where I was, I'm using the past tense, so spoiler alert here. Morning show host there on the talk
Where?
Station, WOC. Have I not mentioned this on the podcast?
The Fox News affiliate.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they informed me after my show today that they don't want me to come back, and I needed to hand over my keys.
They asked you to stop doing that.
They are not interested in me. Or it turns out this company ended
up... Or any other live body, apparently, huh?
Yeah, there'll be no doing it live in that building because...
Do it live!
Or any of the buildings that the company owns. They're firing more than 1,000 people today. So it's not like, what did you do this time, Dave? It's not one of those
Boy,
situations.
Boy, you really mucked it up this time.
They call me into the manager's office, the building, you know, general manager's office.
Did they bring in an axe man?
Well, the... No. Oh, you mean like an out of
town? Yes, an outside.
No, because they're doing this in every building in America. That you would the savings of getting rid of all of us would be lost if you hired an X-Man to fire all of us.
Boy, they're really not going to need to turn the lights on in that place, are they?
I
was in it once, and it seemed like it was a morgue.
Look, which is weird because that's the only radio station I've ever worked at that wasn't a morgue.
That actually isn't one.
How's that for irony? At the outset, I want to say I had a lot of fun there, and the people in that building are wonderful, excellent people. All the people who are joining me now being out of the building, also wonderful, excellent people. It's just a crazy business, and I guess stuff like this happens where they can just say, I mean, they were telling me what a great job I was doing. They thought I was wonderful. They're giving me opportunities to be on in like Des Moines, and I thought everything was going great. And they sit me down in the general manager's office, and she starts reading a script.
Oh, got a script, huh?
She goes, I have some... And, like, doesn't say, like, I have some bad news. She just says, please be seated. I need to read this to you. I'm like, okay, well, this isn't good. Now, the rumors had kind of started...
Boy, this...
Early this morning that the company was going to be firing a bunch of people, so I thought, oh, boy.
How many times has this happened to me with a girl?
They've never had a prepared script before.
Well,
no.
Sometimes.
So she starts reading the script saying, iHeartRadio is very excited to be moving today to becoming a 21st century company. So for the
Which
first...
Which is not going to include
for the
you.
First paragraph
yeah.
of you're fired, she's telling me what a great day this is for the company. We're very excited to be moving into the 21st century. Mm. And as she's reading this, I'm thinking, well, I've heard rumors that people are going to lose their job today. Maybe this is about like what's going to be expected of me now moving forward.
Right. We're going to need to really lean on you, buddy.
And you're right. We're going to need you to step up. And I'm thinking, whatever I got to do, because I'm a company man.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore. And then she just blurts out, you know, you're done as of today. She says, we'll pay you through tomorrow.
Mm.
Today's the 14th. We'll pay you through tomorrow.
I got a better deal last time.
Well... I said, that doesn't make any sense. It turns out, I think there's some other stuff that'll get figured
well,
out. But
iHeart's getting bought, right?
Well, this is the thing. Yes and no.
Oh.
Because it's such a large company.
Yeah.
If the rumors are that they're going to get bought by this outfit called Liberty Media. Now, Liberty Media also owns Sirius XM and they own Pandora. They made this announcement. I got an email from the CEO of the company this morning saying how excited they were.
About letting you go.
No, but the word they kept using was employee dislocation. employee dislocation needed to take place today.
Yes.
I got fired is what happened. They're calling it, for me and the thousand other people like me that got fired today, an employee dislocation needs to take place. So they're going to have artificial intelligence doing these radio stations. Gotcha. That's what it said in the email. Like, yeah, we're very excited about this AI project. So
Allen Iverson is in charge, everyone.
That would make more sense.
It would.
I'd listen to that station.
Radio? You're talking about radio?
I enjoyed my time there. It was a great opportunity.
We're going to need the fob back, okay?
It's still not the worst radio group I ever worked for. I'm just in shock.
Yeah.
If you would have told me this morning that I was going to get fired, I would have taken that bet. I thought that's crazy. I don't understand how they could do this. And here I go again, man.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I'm here for you, buddy.
Yeah, no, I'm going to need you to be here more regularly because this is all I have to do now. This is...
For now.
Till I figure out what the hell else I'm going to do with my life. This is my job.
I'm on business here.
I don't know. Maybe I just get a regular job and just stop being Dave Lavora for a minute.
Well, you could still be Dave Lavora.
Well, maybe I could become the new Dave Lavora, a new age man, you know? Maybe that's it. Maybe I just put on a suit and tie again, although I tried that. It didn't work.
It was ill-fitted.
It was, yeah, that, thank you. Well,
that's, you know.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Neither one of us have suit bodies. Our torsos are too long.
It's true.
For our height, we've got short legs. It just doesn't work.
So I have nothing but good things to say about the people that I worked with. And, you know, this company is now, they're spending all this money to build what they call excellence centers in New York. And the excellence centers will be doing all of the work.
New York, that's quite a commute.
Yeah, no, I can't make that happen. Yeah. But they didn't offer. I mean, it was just basically, and then it was, you need to leave, give us your key, and all of your stuff on your desk, we'll put in a box and ship to you. Have you ever had that happen? Like, you need to leave the building right now. I'm like, I'm going to go take my picture of my kid and my laptop.
No,
I'm
you're
taking.
Not. That picture's ours now.
We, you have a good-looking family. We're going to keep that picture. So they're like, so at some point, there's going to be a box shipped to my house of all my stuff.
Please.
You ever heard of that?
No, I wouldn't have gone with that.
Well, the thing was, they had a lot of other people to fire, so I couldn't take too much of their time. I think I was first.
And I'm taking this.
I left a beer fridge there. I got a lot of stuff that you can't ship. It's going to cost them more to ship all the stuff I left there than it would have been to pay me for another week or two.
I can go get it. Yeah. I never worked there. It wouldn't let,
the plan wouldn't let was me. The plan was that eventually you would get to work there and that we would be doing our thing again. That was my plan, and it shows what I know. I thought that things were, the wheels were in motion here, that we would be making our big return. I felt pretty confident that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And what a dummy I am for believing in anything good ever happening. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Well, we got this.
We do have this. They wanted to take this.
They almost did.
They wanted to buy this from us. They almost took this from us.
They almost did.
They sat me down like 2 months ago.
Are we still an iHeart podcast?
Well,
I suppose we are.
We are. Yeah, we are available on iHeart Radio. And like,
we'll keep a little daylight open.
It's good. Well, there's a lot of people that listen there, so maybe we should keep it there. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm in a weird place right now.
No, I understand.
Can you imagine getting fired out of... This is the thing too, though, Darren. And I promise the whole podcast isn't going to be Dave got fired. I've prepared, excuse me, an actual show. Help take my mind off the fact that I got fired today. The last time when this happened to you and me on Brady Street...
Yes.
We knew it was coming for like 3-4 months. We would go to work for 2 or 3 weeks where every day we thought was going to be our last day.
Well, that's because we were negotiating an exit.
You're right. This was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
This was out of
nowhere. So your first inkling was just basically kind of the...
I checked a trade this morning at 6:30 during my last show, which was a mistake. And it was all about how, you know, iHeartRadio is going to fire 1,000 people
today. Here comes the bloodletting.
And then I'm thinking, well, okay, maybe they do let go of a lot of people. But here's what I'm thinking to myself as I'm trying to, like, you know,
rationalize,
do my breathing exercises so I can focus on doing a show today. I'm thinking, Well, I could. What they maybe will probably do is all of the radio stations they have that are music based, they'll just kind of turn those into jukeboxes, and they'll have the, you know, the Sirius XM jocks voice track stuff from their excellence centers or whatever. But as far as like local stuff, if I'm a talk show host doing a local talk show, and this was a pretty local talk show, I'm thinking I should be okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to escape the rapture today. Oh no. For whom the bell tolls. There are quite a few people that I worked with this morning that also that no are longer have jobs. Yeah,
same boat.
It's a long list. So, I guess I just need to figure out what my next thing is that I'm going to do for a living. I really thought this was going to be my thing that I did for the next 20 years. Now I'm starting all over again. So,
well, I know how you feel.
Yeah. You're uniquely qualified to empathize.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do have the top five things.
You want to get into that? Is that what you're saying? You've heard enough of my moaning and complaining?
No, I'll...
Enough about you, David. The people want to be entertained.
No, I will listen more elsewhere.
Hello.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. And they have their bridal sale that's going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30, Saturday from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. If you're there and you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you will receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner with your purchase. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including one of their new sandwiches, their Chicken Chipotle Crunch Premium Chicken, grilled with white American cheese, topped with lettuce, tomato, crispy cheddar onions, and Chipotle ranch dressing. It's delicious. Get one today. If you're there for lunch or dinner, you should be doing this and saving yourself some money. Mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
That
number one.
Great.
Number one.
Number one.
When do you think Cheetos hit the market? The delicious Cheetos snacks that are so popular with today's young people.
I would say early 70s.
That's what I would say. They actually were introduced in 1948. Mm. Can you imagine eating Cheetos and Truman is president?
Who's sitting around the couch with the Cheetos and having your, well, I guess it wouldn't be a fireside chat, but right. Still, close. Pretty damn close.
Give him hell, Harry. I'll give him Cheetos is what I'll give him. Cheetos were first released in 1948, and they have finally now come up with the word for that cheesy, dusty residue that's
that
on your
wiping
fingers.
On, that you're wiping on your wife beater shirts.
More often than not, yes. The dusty cheese byproduct of eating Cheetos that you just call Cheeto fingers. The people at Cheetos want you to officially call it now Cheetle.
It's Cheetle?
Cheetle.
Don Cheetle.
I got Cheetle.
How is Don Cheetle taking this?
Cheetle, C-H-E-E-T-L-E, like Beetle, but Cheetle.
Cheetle.
Yeah.
But with a D, not or a T.
T-L-E,
It is T-L-E.
Yeah.
Okay, Cheetle.
Yeah. Cheetle. Defined as that orange and red dust symbolic of true Cheetos fandom. That's according to the Frito-Lay people.
Can you imagine how much manpower and what sort of resources and how long it's taken for the people there to do this?
This has been
like their big initiative for like the last 3 years.
We need to come up with a name for the dust on people's fingers.
We got to find something to do around here. We've got to find an excuse for these people here at Cheetos to keep paying us.
They're also, by the way, releasing a Cheetos popcorn. It's a popcorn that's got the Cheeto dust on top of it. I'm not mad at that idea. That'll be on your favorite snack shelves before too long. This got me thinking about something the other day. You know, I've long decried the fact that we just keep doing the same stuff over and over and over again. Like we keep
you mean movies?
Making the same movies and songs and, You know, it's like, when does something new happen? When do we?
When's the revolution?
Right. I mean, little girls are still playing with Barbie, and it's 2020.
Well, look on the bright side, yeah. Dave. You actually got to see during your lifetime original ideas.
Right. But that was the last one. Right. That's it.
You were the last one.
That's it. Like most of the toys.
People are not going to believe you. They had original ideas back then.
Well, let me.
What was that like?
Let me ask you this. What was the last candy bar that really got introduced? Remember, they used to, I mean, it was like, yeah. Whatchamacallits or, you know, 100 grand. Like, when's the last time a new candy bar has shown up? Has it happened in this millennium?
Toffee Fae?
That's got to be from the 70s. That's not come on. Toffee Fae? Have you met my daughter, Toffee Fae?
I don't know.
Like, we were having Rolos the other day, and I'm like, I remember when they introduced these Rolos. Now, let me ask you this. Is Rolos a candy bar?
It's candy.
But it's not a candy bar.
Probably not a candy bar.
But they sell candy. It next to the candy bars.
Well, they sell it with the candy.
Living in a candy land.
Yes.
But I remember when they rolled those out, you can roll a Rolo to your friend. Like, they had little jingles and everything. When's the last time you even saw a commercial for a candy bar that wasn't M&M's, which is not a candy bar? Like, M&M's they do commercials for. When's the last time you saw a commercial for Baby Ruth?
Well, since Babe Ruth.
Right?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's
is
like...
Is the Reggie bar still available?
No, that hasn't been available since the 70s.
Now, plenty of candy bars go away.
I get it. But then what are they replaced with? What are the new candy bars?
You know what they replace them with?
The whatchamacallit. Yeah, no. That was another thing. Like, whatchamacallit came out in the late 70s, early 80s. What's the last time? Like, when you go to...
At what point did they punt on naming that candy bar?
You know what? We've been calling it whatchamacallit.
Let's just go with that.
Well, I mean, look at Generation X. My generation is called Generation X because the X stood for, at some point, we'll name the generation. And they just never did. The X stands for the unknown. Like, eventually, these kids will do something and we'll know what they're about.
But you have the X factor.
Well, I suppose. As in, X radio host? Why do you keep bringing it up, Darren?
Is that
people
what
people don't want to hear about me getting fired today.
See, I wasn't...
We have other things that we have to talk about.
When I mentioned that, it wasn't EX. I was just saying X.
Okay.
Just the letter X, all not right. Well, EX.
I'm a little sensitive today.
Two.
I tell you what, I think that you have a certain heightened alertness.
You think so?
Yes.
I'm hyper alert to things?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're almost like in genius mode.
It seems weird to me that in 20 years there hasn't been any new candy bars introduced. Do me a favor. Next time you're at the gas station,
they modify candy bars.
Okay, for example,
like they're taking some liberties with the Kit Kat bars lately.
Okay, but it's still a Kit Kat.
It is still a Kit Kat.
Why not create a new flavor? Why not make something completely new and original?
I don't know.
It's early release day today because they got their quarter grades to do.
Quarter grades?
Yeah, so the boy just came home.
Oh, the teachers have their quarter grades.
The teachers
grades
do,
to
yeah.
Do.
The teachers have some stuff to do. So
I've already wrapped up my quarterly report.
My son just came home from school. Uh-huh. So
I gotcha.
Ixnay on the Ire Fae.
Huh? What? Ire Fae? Oh, right. Gotcha.
Where are we at? Number two? Number three? Where are we? I'm a little confused.
Yobless job.
Two.
Number two.
That boy can't even speak pig Latin. I tell you, that boy is about as sharp as a bag of wet mice.
There's a sex doll delivery service that rents lifelike companions by the hour.
What?
Yeah, they'll send you a doll, a sex doll to your house.
Okay.
And they you rented by the hour.
Oh,
they will drop her off at your front door.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Maybe this is what I'll do. Maybe I'll open up a franchise.
People have enough trouble with their own sleep apnea machines.
Well, this
let alone this. I don't think so.
The group is called Natri Dolls. They're based in Calgary.
Is it like a one-time use?
They opened up in November, and they say business is booming, so now they're opening up a new branch in Vancouver.
Tell me it's like one of those blue e-cigarettes that once you use it, it's done.
The business founded by two friends who had just gotten laid off from their jobs in the oil and gas industry.
I don't know about friends as much as just mutual creeps.
They used their severance package to buy a stock of eight sex dolls.
Well, I guess we could have done that,
and
but
some,
we did this.
Some anonymous-looking flight cases so they could transport them around. So here's one of the dames here.
But they're reusable?
Well, yes. You rent them. You can rent them for $149 an hour.
Pass.
Or for $180, you get a special for 3 hours.
What do hookers cost?
Or $249 for the whole night.
Boy, I think they're outpricing themselves.
Well, this is that same conversation we had a couple of podcasts ago. Like, why would you rent them for the whole night?
Yeah.
What's
the purpose?
This company will bring the dolls to your house. Each reservation requires a $100 fully refundable security deposit. And for an additional $25, they'll let you keep her panties.
Great.
Between rentals, each doll is washed.
Great, I gotta go. What are you doing? Beep, you know, because there's probably an app for that. And it's I gotta go pick up that sex doll.
Between rentals, each doll is washed, they say, with antibacterial soap and a high-pressure hot washer. Then it's given a second clean with hydrogen peroxide and rubbing oil.
How much you want to bet their brick and mortar is right next to a car wash?
They go the extra mile.
These guys own a car wash too?
You may not ever get rich, but let me tell you, it's better than digging a ditch. The next step in the cleaning process is to check the dolls.
Talk about working at the car wash blues.
They check the dolls with a black light and a UVC light to ensure they're free from any residual after effects.
What are you doing right now? I got to get back to work. I got the black light out.
I got to hose down numbers 4, 5, and 7.
Oh, boy.
They had a rough night last night.
And then I got to go pick up 3.
Company also points out that the doll will let you act out any fantasy, and they say when the dolls are delivered, they are, their promise now, cleaner than any person.
So they're capable of saying no?
They can't say no. Okay. No. They're dolls. I think that's a creepy thing to say. The doll can't say no. Why would you put that in your pitch other than, I guess, creeps are the only ones that are going to buy this service, right? I mean, there's got to be something wrong with you to rent something like this.
Is there like a season pass?
Like a punch card?
Yeah, well, this is the sort of thing I usually use April through September.
Right.
It's like...
That's my busy season.
It's right after golf. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today.
Mm.
You can become a patron for
more than ever.
Yes, more than ever.
Jesus Christ.
As little as $3 a month if you'd like to support the podcast, and you'll have access to everything we've ever done and patron-only shows, including a patron-only show that we'll be doing later this week. So get signed up today. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also the location that James has at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America, and now you can get it grilled as well.
Mm.
Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Be sure to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. If you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Terrific. Number three.
You know, we're thinking we want to get in bed with Nacho Radio. How do we do that?
We want to steal your podcast.
Good God, I almost fell for that. Virginia college students turning to sugar daddies to avoid college debt. There's a dating site for sugar daddies called Seeking Arrangement, and they've released their annual report. Virginia Commonwealth University.
Is that necessary? Isn't it? Wouldn't it make more sense to kind of keep that to yourself? Why draw attention to yourself by releasing an annual report?
I'm looking at the report here.
I don't.
Sugar Daddy University, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And
there's some sugar
these
babies.
These gals, the top state right now, the top college, Arizona State. There are 2,724 students that have sugar daddies at Arizona State.
Wow.
How big of a campus is ASU?
Well, it's a state university.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
2,724 girls have sugar daddies that are taking care of them.
Huh.
Second on the list is Indiana University, then NYU, Georgia State, and University of Central Florida, rounding out the top five.
I wouldn't be so much a sugar daddy as more of a...
Sugar babies?
No.
Yeah, that was rolled out in the 60s, right?
I can't really afford to be a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm. What would you be? Sugar uncle that comes over every once in a while?
Well, I could maybe...
sugar neighbor?
I made too much of this. You can have this. I'm tired of this.
Don't come over to the house to borrow sugar, but I've got some sugar that's about to turn, and I'm either going to throw it out or you could have it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It's like there's no way I can eat this entire pan of lasagna. Or I shouldn't.
On account of all the sugar I put
Truth be told, I could eat it all, but I shouldn't. So here is some lasagna. Why don't you give me a rubbin'?
University of Illinois is number 19 on the list. They have 1,059 college students there that are members of Sugar Baby University. They say with college costs skyrocketing into five figures and beyond, student loans are becoming harder to pay back in a timely manner. College students are turning to alternative ways to pay down that debt.
Oh.
And this website is one of those ways.
This requires actually paying off tuition?
Oh, my God. There's a list here of community colleges.
Oh, yeah?
You got a sugar daddy to pay your way through community college?
Well, that's... Okay, well, wait a minute. That's getting... That's a little bit more in my stratosphere. Because what's Blackhawk? Like $149 a semester hour?
It's not on the list here of top 25.
Well, keep looking.
Virginia Community College has more than 2,000 girls that have sugar daddies to pay off the skyrocketing community college costs?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make a lick of sense. Number four.
Number four.
We know who's going to be singing the new Bond theme.
They only have to go out with you once, though.
Well, I guess.
You know, community college, there's white, you know.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Into the community with you.
Yeah, one night love affair, and you're back into the community.
We know who's going to be doing the new Bond theme.
Yes.
It's that pop star Billie Eilish.
It's pronounced Eilish, huh?
Billie Eilish, yeah. She'll be recording the theme for the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die. She wrote the song with her brother, and she'll be the youngest artist in history to write and record a James Bond theme song. Mm. How old was Lulu? I have to imagine she is the current youngest ever.
Don't know.
Billie Eilish just turned 18. She says, it feels crazy to be part of this in every way. To be able to score the theme is such a legendary honor.
Mm-hmm.
James Bond is the coolest film franchise ever.
Now, do they have a new James Bond, or they're just going to wait till after this movie?
This is still Daniel Craig. Okay. Well, get this, then. Like, Daniel Craig's the only James Bond this girl knows her entire life.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
I didn't know these movies used to be comedies.
What do you mean?
Well, they were a lot more comedic than they are now.
Yeah. Well, when Roger Moore was doing them,
yes.
For sure. Yeah. And there's lots of jokes with... what's his name? The car mechanic. Lazenby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, A lot of jokes. Oh, he like at one point he looks because he takes over for Sean Connery. At one point in on Her Majesty's Secret Service, he just looks in the camera and goes, "This kind of stuff never happened to the other fella," which is a pretty great moment actually. But it kind of takes you out of the movie.
That's what Daniel Craig should be doing.
Just mugging to the camera.
Just
breaking the fourth wall the whole time.
Jim Halpert the whole time.
Five.
Just kind of doing the shrug like,
can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
This is our day, being a spy.
Which is what they're doing with him. Which is what they're doing with him, right? Isn't he like a spy and stuff now?
Yeah, he's the
new... Does he mug for the camera?
He's the new Jack Ryan. I haven't checked it out, but now that I've got some time on my hands, maybe I will. I just don't know that I buy him as Jack Ryan. For me, Alec Baldwin is Jack Ryan, and that's the end of the list. I think Ben Affleck played that role. I think Chris Pine tried to do that role.
Boy,
Harrison Ford was Jack Ryan,
was
right?
He? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Harrison Ford and Alec Baldwin. End of list. Number five, our final story today comes to us from America's Wang. That would be Florida. And we thank them for their constant contributions.
Florida.
To the podcast. A woman has been arrested for making a bomb in a Walmart. Emily Stallard created a homemade bomb in front of a child there in Tampa with stuff that she was able to find at the Walmart.
I was going
to
say, she didn't bring her own stuff.
No. The sheriff's office said a security guard noticed that she was
shoplifting as well.
Well, yeah, I don't know that you can make a bomb and then take it to the counter and pay for it. It's not like...
I'll tell you what's
in... It's not like
in,
a froyo
I'll,
place.
I'll tell you what's in here.
The sheriff's
it's
office...
It's not admitting that you had a couple grapes.
...said a security guard noticed that she was wandering aimlessly through the aisles for more than an hour, opening...
Seamlessly. Or seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
Not wandering. I was preparing a bomb.
Oh, to the untrained eye, I was
It looked
wandering.
Like I was aimlessly.
She was opening items like nails, a mason jar... and denatured alcohol. This guy thought that looked suspicious.
Yeah, that's not making a sandwich.
So he began watching her closely, then alerted an off-duty officer who was in the store. They were able to stop her right before she lit a wick and detonated the bomb there at the Walmart in Tampa. This woman had all the supplies, they say, that she needed to cause mass destruction. Had it not been for an alert off-duty law enforcement officer and a watchful security staff, she may have followed through with her plans to cause an explosion inside the store. Isn't that terrifying?
Not the best.
No. So yeah, if you see somebody making a bomb at the Walmart, feel free to say something. That's the kind of thing we need to know about. That's going to do it for today's installment of the Top 5 Things. Although, I mean, I could go on. I got nothing else to go.
We should mention that the podcast is brought to you by
you
the
I mean,
Quad Cities River Bandits.
Stay with me for a while.
I might.
I'm lonely.
I might.
All right. Well, I hope you do.
The River Bandits, they have a charity hot stove dinner that is going to be happening soon.
Ooh.
It includes a silent auction at Modern Woodman Park on Wednesday, January 29th, featuring Kansas City Royals senior vice president and general manager and Moline native Dayton Moore.
Mm.
It's going to be open to the public, $60 per person, $50 for season ticket holders. Doors open at 5:30 that night, dinner at 6:30, program at 7. For more information, contact our new GM. That's Joe@riverbandits.com. Or call 563-333-2768. The proceeds benefit Genesis Philanthropy's Family Connects program. The podcast has originated, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We have a patron-only show coming up sometime this week.
Yeah, that's up to you, man.
Right on.
I'll let you call the shots.
I gotcha.
If anyone knows of anything cool going on, let me know.
2020, not much cool's going on.
I finally got time to sit down and watch The Irishman on Netflix. So, I mean, that's a blessing.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. Academy Award nominated movie.
Now, is this the first time that streaming services are having stuff that's nominated for Oscars or no?
I feel like so Roma...
you don't have to have it. It does it, not have to be a theatrical release.
It does. So oh, it the does. Rules are: it needs to be a theatrical release in like Los Angeles County. So they do that, like The Irishman and this Marriage Story.
So as long as people in Los Angeles can see it in a theater,
I believe those are the rules. Yes, yes.
Because I would think you would have to see it in a theater.
Yeah, otherwise it's an Emmy that you're giving it. Right. If it's a made-for-TV movie, that's not a movie.
Right.
That's a teleplay, I think, are what the rules are. Yes. So, yeah, I think that those movies, the two Netflix movies that are nominated for Best Picture, and there's 9 movies for Best Picture.
Yeah, but they changed that a while ago.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's a bit much. You're asking a bit much of people.
Because here's the other thing. I haven't seen any of those 9 movies. And if it were 5 movies, I'd say, well, I'll go see one or two, like, so I know what's going on.
Well, you might be
able to
not. I'm not
going to watch 9 movies, even with my current circumstances. I don't got time for 9 movies.
And they can't pay for a host? It's another hostless show again this year?
Yeah, well, it's iHeartRadio. What are you going to do?
With the Oscars?
I'm guessing. I don't know. It's a cheap shot because my heart's been broken. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, everybody. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years, they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard time. That's hard time.